This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a new take on a notorious children's classic. But first, Fenway Park center field flag is flying at half-mast today. Baseball fans across the nation are mourning for Ted Williams, who died yesterday at the age of 83. Mr. Williams hit 406 in 1941, the last man to break the 400 barrier. And he gave 5 years of his life and career to his country in military service. He'd suffered strokes and heart problems in recent years. An immensely talented and complicated man who could be temperamental, picky, and heroic. NPR's Tobias Smith has this appreciation.
Theodore Samuel Williams was 19 when he said, "All I want out of life is that when I walk down the street, folks will say, 'There goes the greatest hitter who ever lived.'" And indeed, people have said that and more.
He was, as I said, a larger-than-life figure, sort of John Wayne in reality.
Bill Ballew, a sports writer at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, remembers being a young boy watching Williams play at Fenway Park.
He was an icon. He was really a symbol of an era of Boston baseball. He became almost a grandfatherly figure at the end, as a player even, and as a human being. And people will miss him terribly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest hitter that ever lived, number 9, Hall of Famer, baseball legend, Ted Williams!
Returning to Fenway in 1999 to be inducted into the All-Century team, Williams found himself surrounded by the likes of Cal Ripken, Willie Mays, Carl Yastrzemski, and current Major League players, many with tears in their eyes. John Kristen is executive director of the Ted Williams Museum in Florida. He says the moment was as moving for Williams as it was for his fans.
I remember him saying, "I can't believe that so many people think I am was that great to cheer this way for me," that he was just in awe by it. I mean, for quite a while after it, he would shake his head and we'd talk about it and he would just be like, "Wow." I mean, it just amazed him.
Williams spent his career proving that hitting is an art, but he also mastered it as a science. He worked relentlessly at his swing until, as he has said, it started to look natural. He was driven to excel and was never satisfied with less than perfection or with taking the easy way out, as he proved in 1941. Williams could have gone down in the record books as a 400 hitter by sitting out the last games of the season, but he insisted on playing through a doubleheader and ended up pushing up his batting average even higher to 406. Again, Bill Ballew.
Ted Williams never wanted to be handed anything. He was a guy that had to fight in two wars. He had to fight in World War II and Korea, which very few guys did. He was an accomplished pilot. In fact, some people said he was the greatest in the world at three things: hitting a baseball, fly fishing, and flying an airplane. He was a man of the old school. He earned what he had.
But the splendid splinter also became known as the splendid spitter, after he literally spit at some fans. Williams was known for his fierce temper.
He was one of those people that kind of goes through life on his own path. Toward the end of his life, he mellowed and became a much more lovable, likable guy. And I think that was one of the things that people wished about Ted, is that maybe that part of him had showed up another 20 or 30 years earlier. But if it had, it probably wouldn't have been Ted Williams.
It is one of the only regrets Ted Williams himself spoke about late in life. He told NPR in 1992 that he wished he'd done more to ease his stormy relationship with his fans and the writers assigned to cover him.
I didn't take care of it very well, and I think that that's one thing. If I had to do it over again, I might have tried to get a little along, because I had a lot of time that was very unhappy and disruptive to me because of some of the things I read that were written about me.
What is written about Williams now is the legacy of a proud man who perfected his craft, made peace with his fans, and played his best to the very end. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, recalls the final at-bat of Williams' career at Fenway in 1960.
In his first few at-bats, he didn't do anything noteworthy, and then, remarkably, in his final at-bat, he hit one into the bleachers.
Wind up. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive to deep right.
There is no finer way to punctuate an extraordinary career than that if you're a hitter.
But even after that final home run hit in 1960, Williams continued to frustrate fans by refusing to tip his hat to acknowledge their applause. It would be four decades later, when Williams came back to Fenway for the All-Century celebration, that he would finally tip his hat to his many friends at Fenway, and his friends loved it. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.